I'd like to introduce our first speaker. It's Kendra D. from a New Beginning Group of NA in the Sawana. How do you say it? Sawana area.
Oh, Virginia, that's right.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kendra. I'm an addict. Funny story about how this whole like came to fruition, and this, like, this shows how God works in my life too. So I've always been told sitting on steps, you start to feel it and it starts to get unhealthy and uncomfortable, right? So my sponsor's been on me about working through my fourth again, and I told her, look, I'm gonna finish my finals for school and then I'm really gonna like buckle down and get it done. And then her and I are on vacation, I get a message on Facebook asking me if I'm willing to speak in all these spots. I'm like, put me wherever you need me. Okay, steps 4 and 5, my sponsor's like, that's God right there. You better sit, you better get on it. So I didn't, because my brain tells me, I'm going to hurry up and rush through this. But then, like, my experience tells me anytime I rush through it, I'm going to miss something, and I'm going to fall short, and I'm just not trying to do that again and again and again today. I also looked in the basic text this morning, because the first time I did 4 and 5, like, I did them together. Because that's how my sponsor directed me to do it. And I got a lot out of it. Like, it was a big suggestion to me, along with, like, the year clean time before you get into a relationship, to, like, work through 4 or 5. And then the caveat to that was I need to do 6 and 7, too. But, like, 4 taught me who I really was. Like, it really was a learning experience. It taught me who I was, and it taught me who I wasn't. It taught me, like, what I bring to the table in any kind of capacity, any kind of relationship, whether it be a professional relationship, a personal relationship, like my family relationships. Like, it was really a growing moment for me, because it also showed me that, like, I wasn't all bad, because that was the perception I had of myself. My disease likes to tell me I'm either greater than or less than, but usually it's less than. So, like, 4 really helped me to see that, like, I have some good about me, too, and, like, that kind of boosted my spirits a little bit. And then, like, in the basic text says this morning, like, 5 is key to freedom. And I looked at that, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense, because finally, like, I'm getting that shit out to somebody else. And it's not somebody else that's going to judge me and is going to, like, turn around and tell everybody else my deep, dark, personal shit. Like, it's that one other human being in my higher power that, like, I trust beyond all of this. And, like, sitting down at that kitchen table and, like, sharing this stuff with this woman and hearing her identify with me, like, yeah, me too, or coming at me with a story telling me how she relates to me too, like, that helped me to feel like I'm not alone in this. And that was a big thing that I struggled with, because I always felt like I was, like, so special, so unique. Nobody was anything like me. Nobody could ever understand me or relate to me or anything. And, like, when we had that moment where, like, I realized that she was just like me, like, that kind of strengthened that bond too, and it was amazing. And, like, I'm still really close with that woman to this day, like, to the point where, like, it's the second year in a row that I get to stay with her, which is awesome. So I don't get to see her nearly as often as I used to. Yeah, like, 4 scared the crap out of me for a very long time. And it's because the first couple times I attempted it, I didn't work a thorough 1, 2, and 3. So, like, I had no foundation to stand on. And I lied my way through it, and anytime there's a lie in any of those, from my experience, what I've seen, if I lie in one of those, like, it's going to hit me in 4. And it did every single time, year after year. Every time I tried to attempt it, I'd hit 4 and I'd go right back out, because I was missing something somewhere. And, like, the first time I honestly worked through all that stuff, like, it was just this really powerful, freeing thing. And, like I said, like, it taught me who I was, and, like, I hold true to that today. And every time I go through it again and again, like, more stuff is revealed, and I never thought that was possible. I didn't understand how, like, going through everything one more time, how much deeper you get into, like, the root of everything. And it's beautiful, like, because today, because of 4 and 5 and my ability to apply them in my daily life, like, I know who I am, I know what I stand for, and, like, I'm not afraid to tell people no, or, like, that I can't do something. And that was a big struggle for me. Like, I know my capabilities now, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Wow, like, it really is a freeing thing to be able to share that with somebody else. And then, like, another big thing that I was also taught is, like, you don't fist step around a table, like, because there's some stuff that, like, not everything's for everyone, and I need to keep that to, like, my little personal group. I really don't know what else to say. So I'm just going to stop here because I feel like that's God telling me just, you're done. So thank you, guys.
I would like to introduce our second speaker, Tim G. from the
USCNA.
USCNA group in South Hills.
Thanks, buddy. No standing out? Nothing? Okay. Yeah, I'm Matt. My name's Tim. I'd like to thank Kendra for leaving me 50 minutes to fill up. Thanks for that. And that's not going to happen. That's a, as a matter of fact, I'm bringing out this thing just to make sure. I spoke at a, you've heard of these dinosaur dinners? So I spoke at this one, and it's everybody with 25 years or more. And there's 10 people that are supposed to speak. And you're supposed to speak for 10 minutes. Why can't we tell time? So I spoke first because my father-in-law was in the hospital. I told everybody, I said, I just want you to know, I'm timing myself 10 minutes. I expect every speaker after me to only go for 10 minutes. You know Roger Doug, right? 25 minutes. If I'd have been there, I swear I'd have tackled him. I'd have tackled him. So I'd like to punch the guy that asked me to speak here today, but he's up there. No, it's always an honor to be asked to share in this fellowship to save my life. The problem is when you agree to do it, you know, you don't think that you live in this Washington County and it's going to take you 2 hours and 20 minutes to drive up here on a Saturday morning. So, but I guess I was supposed to do this for whatever reason. We were talking about amends the other day in a meeting, a discussion meeting. And I was talking about how, you know, in the eighth and ninth step, that when I went into treatment, they said, here's this book, this basic text. We're going to read this and got to work these steps. So about 6 days into rehab, I was on, you know, the eighth and ninth. And because, you know, I knew pretty much everything. And I was following the direction of the book. And I'd already done 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 I was saving because, you know, you have to do a chemical history. And you write all that stuff. That's what I thought this, I swear to God, that's what I thought it was. So I'm on my ninth, and I got a couple rolls of quarters, and I'm calling drug addicts who I ripped off and dealers who I owe a lot of money to and saying, yeah, you know, I'm sorry. I read this book, so I'm making amends to you. Where's my money? Well, I can't give you the money. Because it doesn't say that in the book. It says just make direct amends. It doesn't say direct amends and pay the drug dealer back. I'll find you. I'll fuck you up. So the reason I'm saying that is it's funny how, you know, I sometimes forget this, but the steps are numbered. So you start at 1, and you don't jump to 11 and back to 3 and then go to 7. It's in order for a reason. And thank God for steps 1, 2, and 3. Or how are you supposed to do 4? How are you supposed to do this? The fourth step, and when I got clean, there was just, you know, you just had the basic text. There wasn't the step work and guide and all that other stuff. Which, by the way, is a pretty cool thing. God, I'm glad that wasn't around. No, that looks daunting. It's thorough. Oh, man, is it... You know what? If I did work another 4-step, I think I'd probably try and use that thing because I may have missed some stuff. But see, and I'm not going to try and disagree with anybody, but it doesn't say in the 4th step, do this step, and then, you know, later on do it again. It doesn't say that. That's why we have 10. We continue to take personal inventory and when we're wrong, probably admit it. But it's strange that the first time that I ever heard of fear is nothing more than lack of faith is right in our basic text in the 4th step. I will say that I present myself as the defender of the 4th step because everybody picks on the 4th step. Yeah, I'm on my 4th step for a year. I'll punch you. No, you're not on your 4th step for a year. No, you're not. You're on 3. If you're not, we're actively working with him for a year. What is this? What is? But it's that fear thing. And I know I did have that, but it wasn't as if when I was doing 4 that I didn't remember all the shit that I did. My problem with 4 wasn't that. My problem with 4 is picking out good stuff because, you know, part of our inventory, we write down some good stuff too. And this is not some kind of bizarre confession. although it really feels like that when you're doing five. But this is a way for me to get a handle. You know what? It says in the text also, it says something about, like we were confused. We were in this confusion. I wasn't confused at all. I knew I was a drug addict. I knew everything that I had to write down on the paper. The idea was actually writing it down on paper, because if it's on paper, then somebody could find it and the statute of limitations might not be up. Because I did well, who in here did not do some bad shit that you'd probably get arrested for? I mean, we've all done this, so I feel comfortable saying that in here. Although, I didn't really commit any crimes that I could be punished for. The guy that committed crimes is a guy named Lance. I love you, bud. Well, you got to throw a disclaimer in. Who knows who's going to listen to this stuff? And you sign your life. Oh, I'll sign that. You go, wait a minute. I'm going to say bad shit. People are going to listen to it. I don't think that's safe. But so you read the fourth step, and it's pretty easy. Here you take your personal inventory, searching a fearless moral inventory, or right and wrong, or positive, negative. It says that in the book. Whatever you want to do. But you write down all the bad shit, the crazy crap you did, and then at the end I ended up writing some good stuff. But I'll get to that in a second. And it's bizarre that I thought somebody would find this and I'd get in trouble for it, because everybody knew all the stuff that I did. Because it wasn't like I was some clever dope fiend. When I was high, I would just walk right up to you and show you my dick. Here, look. I'd walk into a store and just pick stuff up and go, I'm stealing, goodbye. It wasn't like, you know, these people, oh, I was this clever burglar. No. I was too high to be clever. I was too high to be...
Sorry.
A nuclear vape cloud. what is that, cotton candy? So, by the way, this vaping thing, I don't care what anybody says. If you're not smoking cigarettes, you're winning. So if it's just vaping, I'm an advocate of that. So, is that a violation of tradition? Probably. So, see, I don't even know what I'm talking about. This is what you get when you get an old guy who gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning. This is why I don't stay with my daughter and my grandkids, because they sit on your chest at 5:30 and open their eyes and go, that's color. I can't even stay in the lines at 5:30 in the morning. I want to color. I don't want to color at all. So you know, some of the most classic lines in the basic text are written in the fourth step. And one of the things it says is, the best way to write an inventory is to write it. That is... And for somebody who, like me, who tends to complicate the living crap out of everything, I needed that simplicity. And what it did was take away every excuse I needed to not write it. And along with that, I didn't want to seem like I had a lack of faith. So the fear about writing it, that it mentions in the basic text, is something that I immediately confronted. And you know what? I sat down and I wrote. And it took me about 2.5 weeks to write my fourth step. And... Well, of course, I didn't have, what do you call that? Oh, yeah, a job. I didn't have a car. So I didn't really have a lot going on. My higher power was Port Authority Transit, because it restored me to sanity by taking me to meetings. So I would write for 5-6 hours at a time. I filled up 3.5 notebooks, both sides of pages. I left blank pages because I'd go back and read it again, and I'd read it again and it'd make me remember stuff that I forgot the first time, and I'd write that down. So I did as searching and fearless and thorough an inventory as I possibly could, and was actually pretty happy about it. I did hide it, because at the time I was married to my now ex-wife, who found it. It's hell when you go to your attorney and you see a copy of all the shit you wrote. What about this here? I go, that's just a movie. I'm writing a script for a movie. Sounds dangerously like the screenplay of your life. So, the idea behind this was very freeing. Another thing that it says in the basic text about the fourth step is, you know, we don't do this in our head. We write it down on paper. And, you know, I was concerned that maybe I was moving too fast, until I talked to some people in the other fellowship who work the 12 steps in like 8.5 minutes. And I don't know how they do that, but, you know, because they say, oh, you drug addicts, you complicate things. Well, I don't know that I complicate things, but I want to be thorough and I want to do this right. And what did I know? Let me tell you what I knew about the 4-step. Nothing. I knew what my sponsor told me about how he did his 4-step, because when I did this, you know, I brought it up in meetings to hear other people, and at the time there were a few people that had done the 4-step, and that was pretty cool. And talked to him. I prayed. You know, that's what it says. You ask for help. You pray about it. Pick up a pen. You sit down and you write. And I got a couple of guys on the 4th right now, and I believe it is my job as a sponsor, although it's not in the sponsorship book, to torture them every single day of their lives. So they've stopped calling me, so I've started calling them. And I'm not... Okay, I am being a pain in the ass, and I'm doing it consciously. I'm doing this deliberately, but I know how important this is. How many people do you know... I mean, we all know people that use and relapse coming into the rooms. How many people do you know that relapsed before they did the 4th? I know a bunch of people. I'm not saying this is the turning point in your step work, but I'm going to say this is probably the turning point in your step work. If you can get through 4 and 5, you get a good chance of getting all the way to 12. So, and as far as speaking goes, you were talking about speaking. I advise the guys that I sponsor not to speak until they've done a 4th and a 5th. You said don't do a 5th at the table. I'm big on that. I don't want to stand up here and do a 5th step with you people, because I don't know, you know, it's the... You had sex with, what, sheep? Was that goats or sheep, did you say?
It was both. I had sex with both.
So if you've got that in your 4th step, you don't want to throw that out at a meeting, because then people will look at you and go, bah. You know, you know how we torture each other all the time. That's part of, you know, that's probably why I love Lance. He's just such an easy target. I wrote as much as I could. I was honest. I did it to the best of my ability at the time that I did it. If I were doing a 4-step now, would it be more thorough? Would it be more complete? Yeah. Yeah, I celebrated 30 years in April, and shit's now coming back to me. Well, some of it will never come back, but that's the mushrooms. So, now you know what I'm talking about. So, the 5th, we share with God, ourselves, and another human being. I know a guy who was so paranoid about sharing with another human being that he took his 5th step to Italy and did it with a guy on him. He said, I read it to a guy on a plaza. And I go, what did the guy say? He goes, all right, he couldn't speak English. See, I think you're missing the point here. Now, the point is not to lay down in front of somebody and say, okay, he beat me with hammers and shit because listen to all this bad shit I did. The point is that, you know, we finally get honest and we put light on all of our dark spots. And we've got a lot of darkness, and we've got dark hearts, but we have shining souls. And we need our hearts to be shining like our souls are, so that's what we do. I'm not a guy who did anything very complicated. I did exactly what the book said. I shared with God, myself, and I chose my sponsor, my first sponsor. And I got to admit, well, I trusted the guy and I loved the guy, and he's still around, and I still spend time with him. You know, like you were talking about the woman you did your fifth step with. There are times when I wonder, you know, if he wanted to really cram me, he could he could call Action News. Guess what? Now, fortunately, I don't have any goats or sheep in my background, so you know, I'm good there. But I did a lot of financial damage. But it wasn't, you know, I wasn't really ripping people off. Mine was white collar crime. It's the jail on the inside is the same for white collar crime as it is for dark collar crime or whatever, or plaid collar crime. I don't know what you call it. So, I sat down and I asked for help because I knew I had to spit all this stuff out. And what I found unusual was that my sponsor kind of did a mini 5th step with me before he listened to my 5th step. But before I go any further on that, I should probably say that when I was in treatment and doing a chemical history, I was writing a screenplay. It was for entertainment. It had nothing to do with being well or getting free of my demons and stuff like that. And I actually thought that was going to be my 4th and 5th step. And I know some of these rehabs say, well, you know,
we're discharging your friend, and they just did a fourth and fifth, and I'm thinking, fucking no, he didn't. Fuck you. That's a rehab fourth and fifth step. That's not NA fourth and fifth step. So, he shared some stuff that he did to kind of relax me a little bit. And it says in the book, sometimes we do this, and you hear some of the stuff that your sponsor did, you're sharing their fifth step with, and you go, oh, wow, then I'm not too bad. I heard what my sponsor did, and I thought, I'm much worse than this guy. He's like freaking Peter Pan compared to the shit I did. But I ended up sharing the stuff anyway. And you know what? He didn't judge me. He didn't recoil in horror. He just sat there, with a, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I go, really? Do you hear what I just said? And, I had a guy that had been around for a while. I had a guy that heard a bunch of fifth steps. I had a guy that didn't react because he heard a bunch of this stuff before. And he knew. He knew we were, okay, maybe I did some stuff that he wouldn't have ever thought of doing. But, he did some stuff that I wouldn't have thought of doing either. And to this day, I now, based on my experience doing a 4 and 5, and particularly a 5th, the guys that I give them an option. I give them an option on 4, too. Well, it's not my job to tell you how to work your 4-step. It's my job to tell you how I work my 4-step and share my experience with you and see what you think. And although that step working guide wasn't on, I have a couple guys I sponsor that use the step working guide. Who am I to say, you can't do that. You have to do it exactly the way I did. No. You take a little here, a little there, a little, what I'm talking about. You bring this stuff. You take pieces of everybody you hear in these meetings and you feel, you do it to the best of your ability the way you think you can best be searching and fearless from the very start. So, I share some of my stuff with the guys that I do the 4-step with, and they look at me and say, you are so fucked up. And that makes me feel so good. And I have nothing against young people coming in the program. I think it's great, because old burnout people like me, we need help, okay? We need help getting to the bathroom and our walkers and oxygen tents and stuff like that. But some of these young guys, they're, my 4-step has too much. You used for 18 months, you little jagoff. You could write every word you said in 18 months and share it with me and be done in like an hour and a half. What did you do in 18 months? And these are the guys that go to meetings and say, my name's Ryan and I'm an addict. And, because everybody named Ryan is apparently required to shoot heroin. And they and they share and say, so, I don't know, you know what I mean? It's like, wow, and I like, so, I don't know. You know what I mean? I pass. But, no, I have no idea. And the other young guys are sitting in the room going, yeah, I know what you mean. I need a sign or a translator to all the likes and you know what it means to see what they actually mean. Because, I'm used to hearing, words and punctuation and shit like that. But, they sit down and they try and read their fifth step, and I won't let them do it. I'll take the paper away. And I'll say, okay, first thing you do, tell me the worst thing in here, the absolute worst. And usually, not too bad. Well, not too bad to a guy like me. Our not too bad would shock and stun the normal public. These people up here with dark French toast, 2 pieces for $1.50, those people, if they heard what we said, they would run into the woods and they would never come out. They would live with bears and pumas and badgers and whatever the hell is in there, which is why I don't camp, because I don't want to get eaten by a badger. Or whatever's in those woods. They share the exact nature of their wrongs, and it's really never too bad. And what I try and do is remember my first sponsor when I did this. And my first sponsor, he actually did his fifth at the monastery. That's the big deal. Go to the monastery. A priest is not going to squeal on you. I don't trust him. I trust those things more than I trust them. I do. And I listen to what they have to say, and I try and remember this, and not react. You don't want to do that, because my sponsor, and it's never as bad as what he thought it was. Mine wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, and getting on the other side, that's when you start walking around in a meeting going, "Yeah, I'm on 6."
bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on four?
I did that.
I would encourage anybody that's on four right now to, at some point today, write. Write for 5 minutes. Kneel down, pray to the God of your understanding, ask for help to write something on us, and write. Today. Do something today. Tomorrow, I know it's not here yet, write for 5 minutes tomorrow. I told this to the guys I sponsor. You ought to hear this guy. You tricked me. You said 5 minutes. I wrote for like 2 hours. I go, aha, it was all part of my master plan. Yeah. Well, I'm not tricking anybody. I'm just trying to get you to pick up the pen. That's all. I didn't have any problems with this because, like I said, I had nothing else to do. So other, you know, here we're all active and you know, we're clean again and we've got our families back. Usually, sometimes we've got jobs. We're trying to go all hither and yon. Well, I don't really have time. As a matter of fact, I told one of my guys that I sponsor to quit going to meetings. So you have to quit going to meetings. He goes, why? I go, you're going to 8 meetings a day to avoid writing your 4 steps. What do you do? Go to 6 meetings a day. All right, and the 2 year we're going to use that. That means I have to write for 2 hours. I go, you got it. Okay, then don't. Don't work a 4 step. That's my advice as a sponsor. Well, you're saying that because you know that'll freak me out and then I'll do it. And I go, yeah, because I'm so fucking clever. You know what? How am I going to get somebody to do this? I can't. I can't force the issue. You're going to pick up the pen or you're not going to pick up the pen. Sometimes I have to physically back up. I can't expect people to be doing this the way I did it. I can't. I'm just a sponsor. And any guys with any amount of time that sponsor people will tell you the same thing. When we first start sponsoring people, sometimes we get this, this chest pumped up, big shit kind of feeling. Like, yeah, I'm a sponsor. I'm the boss of you. I control your steps. I control your spirituality. And, boy, I'll tell you what. The difference between... I sponsor a guy now that just had 23 days. 23 days yesterday. And he was stunned when I said, the only difference between me and you is a bag of dope. And I am a little cuter than you, but that was that's more an opinion than anything else. And I truly believe that. If I don't stay grounded and remember some of that stuff in the fourth and fifth step, I may use. If I don't stay grounded and work an active tenth step, I may build up enough shit that I have to go back and work another fourth and a fifth. If I don't continue to take it in my inventory and promptly admit when I'm wrong, I'm going to have to start writing that down. And, of course, the word promptly could be redefined. And we continue to take inventory when we're wrong, and we admit when we're wrong when, like, the pain gets so great we can't stand it anymore. That would be another problem. So I guess that's all I got to say, and thanks for asking me to drive 2 hours on Saturday morning. You're killing me. Have a nice convention, spiritual retreat, whatever this is.